Lonergan is a hedge fund manager. He's just written a book about money. It's called just that, Money. I asked him for his reaction to the idea of a Tobin tax.
I think it's a bit of a sideshow. I think what's required for the financial system is very straightforward and simple, which is in future we need higher capital ratios, which means banks can absorb losses more easily, higher levels of liquidity, which means they're better placed to deal with phases of risk and volatility, and we need countercyclical regulation. In other words, what we need is people to stand up and say they need more capital during the boom times, as opposed to what's happening now, which is we're trying to provide them with more capital after the crisis. What you need is, during the phase of euphoria, higher levels of capital, and then in recessions actually allow them to run with lower levels of capital. The issue of the Tobin's tax is nothing particularly new. It's no different to say stamp duty would be a form of a Tobin tax, which as we know exists in lots of different forms through the economy and indeed in the financial sector.
A lot of people would blame people like you for the global credit crunch.
Well, hedge funds, as a sort of matter of fact, have been pretty peripheral within the context of the crisis. But again, I think the issue of speculation is a very, very interesting one that you raise. And it is symptomatic of, I think, the poor level of generic understanding of what's involved in finance and money. We're all speculators as individuals in the sense that we're permanently making judgments about the future. So I think the distinction between what sort of behavior is fundamental and what is it speculative to take out a mortgage? A mortgage is premised on the assumption that a property will hold its value in the future. It is a form of speculation, but I think a very sensible one. So I think the kind of distinction between what's sort of fundamental and what's speculative is not very helpful. What we need to try and do here is improve people's understanding of what finance actually involves.
And you make the point in the book that it's not just that people make financial decisions without any concept of what is rational, but also you say people fuss too much about money.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think what's very interesting then is we struggle conceptually to understand the future, but also how do we cope with this failure to understand it analytically is, well, worry is one way in which it manifests itself, but the other thing is collective belief formation is we act as groups. And I think that's where you see collective mistakes occurring. So people got way too optimistic about what was going to happen to house prices. They got way too optimistic about the stability of the economy.
That's Eric Lonergan, a hedge fund manager, and his new book is called Money. Well-